Hey friend, Graham Baldwin here with the Speaker Lab. Hey, wouldn't it be nice if someone gave you the exact process to find and book more speaking gigs in 2024? That'd be nice, right? Well, I'll tell you what, we're just going to do that for you. We've created a new 18-page guide based on Dan Irvin's process that helped him actually book over $100,000 in speaking gigs in the past year. Now, Dan is one of our team members here. He's a very successful speaker and also one of our coaches. And so you're going to learn how to get started prospecting, master discovery calls, proposal emails, and so much more. All you got to do is go to thespeakerlab.com/steps. Again, that's plural. thespeakerlab.com/steps. We're going to send you that PDF guide right to your inbox. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/steps. That's it. That's all you got to do. Go there. Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You're awesome. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to the Speaker Lab podcast. My name is Grant Baldwin. Good to have you here with us today. We are on episode 53. 53 indeed. We got a listener question today. We are wrapping up the month of April. And if you're just joining us, you're just tuning in, we have been doing 30 episodes this month, 30 episodes in the month of April, one episode every single day for those of you keeping score at home. And we've had a lot of great episodes, a lot of great listener questions, especially that have come in. So today's question comes from a listener by the name of Joe, who left us a voicemail question. And so first of all, if you would like to have your question answered on an upcoming episode of the show, definitely stop by thespeakerlab.com/, I think it's Ask Grant. Just go to thespeakerlab.com, thespeakerlab.com. You can go to the Ask Grant tab at the top of the page there, and that way you can leave us your voicemail or you can write in your question there as a text, and we will try to answer your question on an upcoming episode. Love to hear from you. But today's question comes from Joe, who asked about, you know what, I'm going to let Joe take it away. So Joe, talk to us here.
Hi, Grant. This is Joe Sanok from the Practice of the Practice podcast and practiceofthepractice.com, where I help individuals level up their careers through consulting. My question is a little different from maybe where other people are at. I have a successful consulting business where I have my ideal client finding me regularly through the podcast, and I put on a number of my own events, similar to your mastermind group that you're doing in May. And I'm wondering if you have any advice in regards to speaking when you are the one putting on the event. Thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for doing this 30 days of questions. Have a good one.
All right, thanks for the question, Joe. Now, I wanted to make sure that I answered Joe's question correctly. So I followed up with him over email just to get some more clarification. And kind of like he alluded to in his question, he said he's been at a spot where he has a steady stream of clients for his consulting work, and it's actually been easier to host his own events and charge money rather than trying to get booked somewhere else. So he said he was basically just trying to decide if it's worth it to put in effort into speaking at other people's events or just spend more time in creating his own event. So I really like this. This is a great question. We're going to talk about the pros and cons of each side here. Now, if you've listened to the podcast before, or if you joined us for one of our online trainings or our webinars, you know that there are three foundational questions that we always encourage speakers to answer in any part of the journey. So first question is going to be why, and then kind of along the same lines as how. So meaning why do you want to be a speaker and how does speaking fit into your business? The second question is who. Who is it that you want to speak to? And then number three is what. What is it that you want to speak about? So this is something that I challenge all speakers, new, veteran alike, to always take the time to consider these things of why you want to speak, how does speaking fit into your business? Second, who is it that you want to speak to? You can't speak to anyone. If you think you can speak to anyone, you really can speak to no one. And then number three is what? What is it that you want to talk about? So why, who, and what? And in this context, it sounds like Joe is already pretty clear on the second two questions on his who and his what, who he wants to speak to, what he wants to talk about. He's already got a successful business going and is intrigued with getting speaking fitting into his business, but again, just isn't really sure how it fits in. So this brings us back to the original question, the first question of why. Why is it that you want to speak and how does speaking fit into your business? And so I think this is the key question that Joe and really anyone has to answer. Now, we talked way more in depth back in episode 3. You can definitely go back and listen to that one, episode 3 of the podcast, where we talk about answering that question of why you might want to speak. But let me give you a couple of big reasons. And I think from Joe's perspective, these would be three of the bigger reasons why maybe he would want to speak. The first one, the most common one for people, is going to be for money. Or in Joe's case, for his business, for revenue. Now, we all like to eat and live indoors. Those things are important. And so oftentimes we are looking for additional ways that we can bring revenue or income into our business. So speaking is definitely one way to do that, meaning, and there's a bunch of different ways that you can earn money from speaking. We're not going to get into all those today, but you could go out and speak and collect a check for that, for your, that service of speaking. That's one of the most common ways that people generate revenue from speaking for their business. But there's a lot of other ways as well that we'll kind of touch on here in just a second. So first one of why Joe might want to speak, or why for you, you might want to speak, would be for money. The second one is going to be for credibility. So oftentimes people, whenever they're speaking at some type of industry event or conference or association, oftentimes there's a certain amount of credibility that it goes with being a speaker. And so maybe for Joe, maybe he said he's kind of in a niche industry. And so maybe he wants to just further solidify and position himself as a credible expert in that space. And so one way to do that is to speak at events. So you are seen as an authority. You are seen as a credible expert on a certain subject or topic, or in Joe's particular case, in a certain niche or industry. So third reason why maybe Joe would want to speak would be for building new audiences, generating new leads, or getting in front of new markets. So like I mentioned before, Joe sounds like he's already doing a lot of speaking where he is, he's already doing some speaking to his own events where he has his own audience that is coming to the events and he's hosting those events. And that's fine, and he can certainly generate some revenue there. But one of the values of continuing to speak is also it allows you to speak to different audiences that maybe you wouldn't normally speak to, who aren't part of your current audience. It gives you the opportunity to generate more leads for your business. If you're selling some type of product or service, I think in Joe's case, he's selling basically a service offering there. So part of being a speaker is also just, again, getting in front of those new audiences, generating new leads for your business. So a lot of reasons about why you might want to speak. But again, for everyone, for Joe and for everyone else that may be listening to this, I want you to think about, for you, why is it that you want to speak? And again, how does speaking fit into your business? Because once you answer those two questions, then everything else becomes a lot more clearer when you know why you want to do it. What's the outcome? What's the result that you're shooting for here? So at this point, let's talk about the pros and cons of each of these. Let's talk about the pros and cons of hosting your own event versus the pros and cons of speaking at other events. Okay, now this is, we could go into this way more exhaustively, but just for the context of this conversation, with the pros and cons of your own event versus speaking at other events. So let's talk about that. First of all, let's talk about the pros and cons of hosting your own event. Let's talk about the pros. So the pros are that you have the potential to generate more revenue by hosting your own event. So there's going to be, certainly there's more that goes into it. There's more work involved, but let's imagine that you have an event where you have, let's say, 50 people that come who each pay $200. Well, that's $10,000, whereas a speaking engagement for you may get paid, you know, $1,000 or a couple thousand dollars. So there's the potential for you to certainly generate a lot more revenue. Now, you also have a lot more expense on it as well, and so we'll talk about that side in just a second. The other pro would be just that you build a deeper connection with your audience, and so oftentimes the people that would be coming to your own event would be people that are already fans of yours, people that already are familiar with your work, with what it is that you do. And it's one thing for them to listen to you on a podcast. It's one thing for them to read you an email or send you an email or correspond via email or read a blog post or anything like that. It's something totally different to actually meet in person. And this is one thing that I've learned over and over and over again in my business, is that meeting people in person changes the dynamic of the relationship. And so one of the upsides of hosting your own event is you really get to, like, you get a lot of people who are big supporters of you, who believe in you, who are interested in what it is that you do. You get them all in the same room, not only for them to connect with you, but also for them to connect with each other. The other pro and the other kind of upside of hosting your own event is that you're in control, meaning that if you want to speak for an hour, if you want to speak for several hours, if you want to speak all day, if you want to do a totally different format, it's your event, so you can do ultimately whatever it is that you want to do. So those are some of the upsides of hosting your own event. Now let's talk about the other side of it. Let's talk about the cons to it. Let's talk about the downside. One potential downside is there is the potential that you could lose money. So you have the potential, you have greater risk for making more money and generating more revenue, but you also have the potential to lose money. hosting your own event, depending on the nature of it, it can be expensive. Renting a location, renting space, getting people there, maybe you needing to travel there, all of the nuances that need to go into maybe providing food or meals or lodging or travel or any of those things, that stuff can really start to add up. And so, yes, you have the potential to generate more from that speaking engagement, but you also have the potential to lose money as well. The other downside, potential downside of hosting your own event is that it's just a lot of work. There's a lot of headaches involved with it. It's a lot simpler just to show up to speak to go home. But when you're hosting your own event, there's just a lot more that goes into it. And so there's a lot more pressure on you, and there's a lot more hats that you have to wear beyond just showing up and speaking. So again, those are some of the pros and cons in terms of, again, in the context of hosting your own event. Now let's talk for a second here about the pros and cons of speaking at other events, again, as a comparison to hosting your own event. So one of the pros to speaking at other events versus hosting your own event would be that it's just easier for you. Like we just said, whenever you are hosting your own event, it's a lot of work that goes into it. Whereas if you're speaking at someone else's event, it's a heck of a lot simpler. You just show up, you speak, you may hang out a little bit, and then you go home. It's just a lot simpler for you. If you show up and speak and then right afterwards there's supposed to be a dinner and dinner gets messed up, that sucks. It's a bummer, but it's not your fault. It's not your problem. It's not nothing that you have to stress about or worry about. So it's just so much simpler for you. The other upside of speaking at other events is you are exposed to those new audiences and those new markets that may not have heard of you otherwise. See, whenever you are speaking at your own event, then again, the people that are coming to those are oftentimes people that are already familiar with you. Whereas if you're speaking at someone else's event, you may be exposed to different audiences, different markets, and people that may be interested in you and what it is that you do or the product or service that you offer that may not have heard of you otherwise. So speaking at other people's events can work really, really well just from a marketing perspective and getting your name or your brand or your company, you know, into other markets that, again, may not have been familiar with you. So that's kind of the upside of speaking at other events in comparison to hosting your own event. But now let's talk about the downside, some of the cons of, again, speaking at other events versus hosting your own event. First of all, you may not make as much as hosting your own event. Again, like we said, you could lose money hosting your own event, but there's also potential for huge, huge upside. And so just showing up, speaking once or twice, collecting a check and going home, you just may not make as much as hosting your own event. The other thing too is that you're not in control. Like we talked about, when you host your own event, you get to decide what it looks like. You get to decide all the schedule and the nuances and the how long you're going to be speaking, what you're going to be speaking about, all of that. You're in charge. You are in control. But when you're speaking at someone else's event, your role, your job is to serve them. And so even though you may say, hey, I really want to speak for an hour and a half, they may say, hey, listen, we have 30 minutes on the schedule for you. And that's it. And so you have to work with that. And so you're not really in control. The other downside too, and I guess the final big downside to speaking at other events versus hosting your own, is that the whole system is dependent on you being picked. Whenever you host your own event, you just get to decide for yourself. I'm going to hire myself today for this event. And you can do that because you're the one that's in charge. You're the one that's in control. Whereas if you want to speak primarily at other events, you are dependent on them picking you, on choosing you to speak. So you have that downside to contend with as well. So again, pros and cons both ways. So the verdict, which should you do? Well, I mean, ultimately, it depends on your answer to that very first question of why you want to speak and how speaking fits into your business. Now, that being said, I think there's no reason that you can't do both. I mean, maybe host your own event once a year or a few times a year, but maybe you also actively speak at other events, or maybe the bulk of the speaking you do is for your own events and you just do a few outside events each year. There's no right or wrong way that you have to do that. And that's one of my favorite things about speaking. One of the best things about speaking is that it can be really whatever you want it to be. You can do as much or as little of it as you would like, and it will fit into everyone's business a little differently for each one of us. So that question that Joe and you listening have to answer is, again, why do you want to speak? How does the speaking fit into your business? And maybe ultimately, what do you hope speaking does for your business? So there's a little bit for you to chew on. Thanks for the question, Joe. All right, there you go. Hope you enjoyed the little discussion about the differences between speaking at other events versus hosting your own event. So I hope that was helpful for you. So again, thanks for the question, Joe. Hey, as a quick reminder, we do have the Speaker Lab Workshop coming up on May the 21st, a little less than a month away, right here in Nashville. It is limited to just 30 people. We got just a handful of seats left, so we're going to be hosting our own event right there. So if you'd like to join us, definitely stop by thespeakerlab.com/workshop. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/workshop. Get all the details about that. It's going to be a one-day mastermind where we can help you on your business. So we'd love to help you with that. So definitely check that out. Again, that's thespeakerlab.com/workshop. All right, my friends, that wraps up today's episode, episode 53. We will see you tomorrow. You're awesome.